For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose Breezy, intern Joe, talking about dating apps this morning. If you do match with somebody on Hinge or Bumble, there's a great chance that the mom had something to do with it. Why? Yeah. Why, Breeze?
Well, this is a thing that is becoming more common than ever before. Having people's parents swipe for them.
That's right.
Now, obviously, the concept of parents being involved in choosing their children's life partners is nothing new, of course. Arranged marriages have been around for thousands of years and are still the norm today in some cultures and countries and other parts of the world, like Southeast Asia, South Asia, and the Middle East. But right here in America, it's more popular than ever before when it comes to our Gen Zers, who to me are an enigma. I can't seem to figure them out. They are just, they're really something. Their parents are more involved in their life than I feel as if any other generation has been. I mean, they're coming to job interviews with them. They're picking out who they're dating on dating apps.
They tend to value their parents' opinion more than ever. And, you know, that's a good thing to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. You know, you're Gen Z.
I am.
At what point does it become too much, though? You know what I mean?
Have you, would you ever, if, I know you're not on the dating apps, but you have been in the past.
Right.
Would you ever let your mom swipe?
Go for it?
I mean, if it didn't work out for long enough, probably, yeah.
Really?
What is she going to do that you can't?
Look past the superficial things.
Right.
Like, she'll look into, is the person going to be a good match?
See, I feel as if not to put my mom on blast or anything, but, if my mom were to do that, that's what I would be worried about. Oh, they don't have a good job? Swipe.
Oh, okay. No. Well, your mom is very judgy.
She's not at all. It's just
I'm kidding.
I think she is really good at seeing bigger picture.
Yeah. And I think that's true, too, because a lot of us, the first thing you do on a dating app is whether they're pretty, because first impression is everything.
Right.
You know? And so that's the first thing we see, and we make a decision, and what? 2-3 seconds?
If that.
Right. And so your mom's the type of person who was like, all right, what's their bio? All right, what's their credit score?
Right.
Or what do they do for a living? Those are questions that sometimes people on these apps, they're not, like you said, it's surface level, it's superficial.
Yeah.
But singles are coming, they're basically at a much younger age, they're doing the dating thing, and parents are stepping in to help cover the cost they're giving them money for these dates as well.
Yeah. So
which is crazy.
I was dabbling on this, you know, Pop Sugar article about this, and the percentage of Gen Zers doing this is staggering. 44% say they would or they have let their parents take over their dating apps and swipe for them to find somebody to go out on a date with, first date, link up with, whatever the case may be.
So,
listen, there's only one person in this room who is single. So would you allow your parents to do this for you?
No.
Why?
They
want nothing but the best for you.
I wouldn't, at where I'm at today, I would never jump back on a dating app. That ended years ago.
Okay, well, dating app aside, they're out at a bar and they meet someone.
You mean like if they were engaging conversation with them?
Like, sure.
Sure. My parents are very social people. Anyone that's ever met them has loved them, so I don't have a problem with that. But I'm my own man. I make my own decisions.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I mean...
But you value your family's opinion.
Of course.
You value your family's thoughts and...
My family's opinions, my close friends. Don't get me wrong. To answer your question, if there's somebody they very much disliked, I would have a hard time bringing them around.
Right. I mean, and then I don't think that this is that different from like when our parents or grandparents were dating. They were often influenced by their parents. Like, hey, we know this couple from across town has a daughter or a son who's around your age, we think you should go out. They would go out.
Right. Well, do you feel parents back then or would cross boundaries more or parents now today?
Today.
You think so?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I feel like it's probably roughly the same.
Yeah.
Because parents involved in their children's relationships, there are boundaries there.
I also
sometimes they're crossed.
I also believe that, I don't know, I feel like it really depends on the relationship that you have with your parents or your family at large, because if you don't have a good relationship with your family, whatever your mom says to do, you're probably going to do the opposite because you either don't get along or you don't see eye to eye on things. So if your mom's like, here's Jimmy, you should go out with Jimmy. You're like, actually, I'm going to go out with Brad because I don't value your opinion. Or trust you in any way, shape, or form.
I don't respect you. Mm-hmm. Senior year of high school, I brought a girl home. After she left, my dad was like, don't bring bimbos into my house. I was like, oh, you didn't like her, huh?
Oh, dear.
That's all he had to say. So, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I value their opinion. Sure. They're not swiping on an app for me. You know, they wouldn't even know how to do that. However,
it's not that hard. You just take your finger. If you like what you see, you go through it.
Yeah, I don't think they're up to date, though, on how the dating app thing works or if it even exists.
There's also X's and hearts.
X's and
hearts. That's even more self-explanatory.
Yes.
What app is that?
All of them?
Yeah.
They all have an X so that you can just click the button instead of having to swipe.
Yeah, that is true. It's like a game. Honestly, like
do you remember last year when Breezy and I touched on this? Bumble was charging people an extra $600 in annual fee for the Gold Chip membership.
Yeah.
I don't know what was included, but people were paying for that, hoping that this amount of money was going to help them find the love of their life.
Well,
they all got taken.
That's not even the most egregious.
No, that's what I'm saying. In this article that I read that I was like trying to figure out more about this, they're going as far to say that parents are even covering the price tag. And a 3-day rules cheapest package for a personalized matchmaking service is just shy of $6,000. So that's a tough go round.
That's, I don't understand, you know, but... Like you mentioned, too, parents are doing this because they have their children's best interest at heart. Would you let your parents swipe? Because I had this conversation with my buddy last weekend. His parents weren't doing it, but he handed his phone over to his friends and was like, have at it. Write any message you want, swipe on whoever you want. It's just a big joke at that point. You know what I mean? They don't care.
Well, it also comes down to like... Your friends who are spoken for in relationships, in marriages, kids, whatever the case may be, however far they've progressed into their romantic life, they're like fiending for that lifestyle that they haven't been a part of in so long. So there is a bit of curiosity of like, what is it like out there?
Yeah.
And then they go and they use whoever's dating app and they are swiping, you know, all night. And they're like, hey, I found you, Heather. You guys are going out on Tuesday.
I guess the best thing you can do is if you are doing this, mother, daughter, father, son, whoever, you have to enjoy it as a game. Because you're playing together with a goal of winning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the ultimate prize. Having your child find their forever person. Maybe even in someone they would have never thought in 100 years to swipe right on. But mom did. And now look. Happily ever after.
Butt in the oven.
Butt in the oven.
I love it.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.